podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Dom, Emily, and Jeremy escorting you to work or to school this morning and ready to talk about parenting. This is going to be kind of interesting. And Emily, you've got a story to tell, and you're not a parent that you know of, but...
Not that I know of, but I do have some very dear friends who do have two little teenage hellion girls, and they were telling me a story over the weekend about the younger one. She's 13. She has been doing some lying and some stealing, some serious stuff recently. And then they said, yeah, after we found out of this last one, we gave her a little SWAT. I believe SWAT was the term. And I said, wow, I can't believe you just said that. I mean, good for you. I grew up in a house where we did get spanked from time to time, but I just feel like in this day and age, you don't mention the spanking, the S word.
Yeah.
And he brought up a very interesting thought. He said, you know, Hollywood keeps remaking all these movies. We're doing all these reboots and all these sequels, and fashion seems to kind of be trending about from 20 years ago, you know, as far as the 90s look kind of coming back. He says, what do you think about parenting styles kind of making a loop around, making a comeback? Because in when I was growing up, you could say, yes, I spanked my child, and the whole room wouldn't clutch their pearls. And I said, that's interesting. I don't know. And then so I started talking with Jeremy.
Well, first off, I'm surprised that they're spanking a 13-year-old, which is
that's what I thought.
Kind of odd. That's the only thing that stuck out.
I think
I'm sorry,
probably because they haven't been doing it, and so now it's like,
it's
all
just,
right. Give her a little
weird
discipline.
Imagine the 13-year-old said, what?
Yeah, well, like, what are you
doing? What was that?
You call that a hit?
Right. I see where you're going with this, just because, you know, we're about 2 weeks in now to school and everything, and our little guy Reed, who is 4, went back to school, having a little hard time with that because the baby, and the baby stays at home with mom now, and he's getting dropped off at school, and mom leaves with the baby.
Right.
So he's feeling a little left out. So he's been throwing some temper tantrums at school when Nicole drops him off. And the other day, I guess he had a pretty wicked one where it was the kicking and the screaming and, you know, every parent looking at him and the teacher trying to pull him into the class, and he was kicking the teacher.
Oh.
And Nicole's like, it was one of those moments, like, what do you do in that situation? You're trying to control him, but by not being physical. And she later told her dad that day what happened. He's like, I'll tell you what I would have done. I would have taken that boy out to the car and gave him a good old whooping and to set him straight and send his butt right back into school. And she's like, you can't do that nowadays, because there you are in the middle of all these parents, you know, smacking Reed on the butt 4 or 5 times, saying, knock it off, making him cry more, getting his attention, really.
Yeah.
And there's going to be parents that are like, you beat your child.
Yes.
You're beating him.
I think it's one of those, this is just my own opinion, I think it's one of those things where because some parents abused this.
Yeah.
It has put a horrible stigma on all of it. And I'm not advocating people go out and start hitting their children.
No.
But I was also like a ton of people. I was raised with a family that would spank, and it wasn't brutal. It wasn't bad. And what I remember telling people about it is like, God, how many times did your dad spank you? And I went, he only had to do it like twice.
Same.
Uh-huh.
You just knew.
It's not like it's constant every week. And again, there are parents who are idiots and morons and they beat their children. We're not talking about that. But my dad only had to do it twice. And then after that, it was like, hey,
it's like touching the hot stove. You only do it, you know, once.
Yeah, and that's why I always laugh sometimes about any kind of discipline. People think, oh, you got to discipline your kids for like 15 years. I'm like, no, they're like puppies. If you discipline your child for like one good solid year, they pretty much, they're smart.
They get it.
And
they're
some
smart
kids do piddle on the carpet inside too.
Right. They are like puppies, aren't
yes
they?
Yes.
Yeah. My dad did the whole thing. I mean, I can remember got hit with the belt, you know, the whole belt thing. But all he'd have to do is, I mean, you just, maybe you're born
adjust
with it.
The waist,
knowing
yeah
that when dad touches his belt or does the Indiana Jones where he's like, whoosh, just whips it right out. You know, like, whoa, I just shaped up real quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But, so I don't know. Do you think it would come back around? Or have we gone so far now that society will not allow any parent to do it?
Sure.
I was reading a story that said there's something like 16 states out of the 50 that still have corporal punishment. meaning that the schools are allowed to spank a child.
To bring a spoon out, a wooden spoon?
Yeah, and God, have I got stories about that from
school. I bet you do.
Mr. Wilfong, in particular, with what he used to do in fifth grade, it would scar a child if you really stop and think about it.
But you shaped up and had good grades, though.
Oh, my God, I was the most well-behaved student you've ever seen.
My grandma had a paddle at her house that my grandpa made. He took time to go out and make a paddle, and it was never really used, but it was one of those things where you point to it on the wall, shaped up, done.
Right. People, it's much more effective than a timeout, I'll tell you that much.
Right. Do people want to comment on this, especially?
Sure.
I would imagine there are people who are like, you can't even talk about this, don't. And that's fine. We'll put you on the air if that's what you feel. I mean, if you think it's absolutely horrendous, anybody even thinking about swatting their child on the butt. And I'm all the time thinking about the open palm, a swat on the
just
butt.
Just a boom.
Just like a little spanky
over
train.
Over the pants,
but,
even.
But I'm aware that some people think that in itself is horrible. So here's Paul. Hey, Paul.
Morning.
You have a question for us?
Well, couple of things. I grew up what they would have called ADHD. So I was getting flapped left and right to keep me on track. But my question is it actually a law that you can't spank your kids, or is it just social pressure from crybaby parents?
It is social pressure. In Colorado, there's no law against spanking unless, and I should point this out, and I'm no attorney, but unless I believe it stipulates that there's no bruising
or unusual punishment, basically.
Right.
Yes.
And we all know, like I said earlier, there are parents who go over the line and they're morons and they shouldn't be parents.
Yes.
But there are some who know how to do it within control and reason. And like I said, you only got to do it a few times.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. I mean, some of the worst spankings I got were from my buddy's parents.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that's interesting because...
And you didn't even do anything.
I think majority of parents would say, you tell me and I'll discipline my child.
Right.
You don't get to send my child home.
I was one of those kids that, you know, you had the three groups. The ones in school that never got in trouble. The ones that got in trouble that they would call your parents and ask if they could spank you.
Yeah.
And then you had my group where they would spank you at school, and then you had spanked again when you got home.
So you got a double spanking.
Yeah, my dad did all sorts of threats. You know, it's like, he goes, you would never get anything at school like you're going to get from me. So
right.
You better fly.
Shape up.
You better shape up, buddy. Paul, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day. Here comes Meg. Hey, Meg.
Hi.
What do you say about this?
I think spanking needs to come back. I think these kids have so much power, and parents really don't have any recourse.
Right.
Yeah, I remember somewhere somebody told me that their child, who was like 7, said, "You can't spank me, I'll call the police."
Yeah, my son said that to me.
He did?
Is it one of those, like, let me dial the number?
No, Mom, that's child abuse. And I said, you know, what you're doing right now to me is parental abuse. And he goes, there's no such thing. And I said, yes, there is.
It's mental abuse.
Right now.
Yeah.
God, they're evil geniuses, these kids.
Yeah, I mean, they know how to work the system. And the other problem is parents today are so involved in their kids' lives that these kids aren't learning independence.
I tell you what, let me move on. That's a whole other story.
Thank you
for that call. I don't want to go down a path of these kids these days. Yeah. I think kids are generally good kids. Appreciate that call. Here's Vince. Hey, Vince.
Hey, good morning.
What do you say?
Yeah, I'm all for it, too. I think one of the things we have to be is to consider is two things. One is the consistency. That's one of the things that I see, the fallacy with other parents is that they're not consistent. One day it's okay, one day it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So the child is confused. And the next thing I always look at is kind of what Jeremy said. He was concerned about the little one acting out in front of all the other parents. I think what has to be kept in perspective and what's best for the child, you know, you have to make sure that you discipline the behavior. And kids are smart. They'll figure it out. You do it once, and you don't have to worry about it. And don't cave into the peer pressure of what, oh, my God, what other parents are going to feel and think of you. I mean, in all reality, I feel that they probably have a little bit more respect for you because you have control of the child.
Maybe. It's easy to say, though, man.
And thank you for your call, Vince. There might be parents who watch that and have a horrified look on their face, and the horrified look is because, damn, I've been wanting to do that for a year.
You can do that in public?
Holy crap, why didn't I think of that? Hey, Eva.
Hey, good morning.
What do you say?
So I am for it. So I had a temper tantrum throwing kid this morning at drop-off, and he had his verbal warning. And upon drop-off in the classroom, he had another little outburst, and I swatted him open hand on the butt. Parents were looking at me, probably like what you were saying, thinking, why can't I do that? But my fear was more, the teachers gave me that horrified look, and now I'm afraid I'm not welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't there
it's
are so
ridiculous.
Many, I feel like there are so many bad things you can say out there that wouldn't even get a second glance, but you do a little spanky, and all of a sudden.
How old, what grade?
Pre-K, so 4 years.
Yeah, okay.
So same age. Yeah.
My guess is that preschool teacher might have looked horrible. And again, I'm just speaking here. I'll probably get hate mail about this. But I know plenty of first, second, and third grade teachers who I think secretly wished there were more parents like you because they get the result 2 or 3 years down the road.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just saying what I think. Hey, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate you talking to us. And we have time for one more. It's Louise. Hey, Louise.
Hello.
So far, we haven't had anybody say that it's, you know, the devil's work. What do you think?
No, I think it needs to come back. But, okay, I've been where Jeremy's at. And the only caveat I'll say to it needs to come back is it's not just a spanking thing. It's a discipline to the to the child. I had one kid, the spanking worked great. I had another kid where she looked at me, stuck her tongue out, went, yeah, 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 Mom, that didn't hurt. And she didn't care if I spanked her. She turned it into a game. Then you have to figure out what's plan B.
Right.
What do you do in that situation?
Hey, good for you. I appreciate you taking the time, Louise. Hang tough, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Louise, for the phone call. Mix 100.3, we're talking about spanking. Is it going to make a return in parenting? I don't know. I it's one of those things where I like to feel like there's like a what I call the vocal minority that dictate social policy
many
times.
Yes, the loud ones.
The majority of people disagree with them, but you get shamed. I believe it's a vocal minority who don't want any kind of discipline with children at all.
Correct.
But they're so loud and vocal about that, everybody else just kind of cowers.
It scares everybody else.
That's what it is. I got to tell you, there's a humiliation factor. I do have to tell this story. It might be a little lengthy, so our consultant, please bear with me on this. My dad was very much a disciplinarian. He was also a first sergeant, okay, in the military. And so if other guys in the military, if their kids got in trouble, say at school or on the school bus or something like that, they had to come to my dad's office. And get those guys got disciplined. You know what I'm
saying? Right, yes.
So we lived overseas. We lived in Italy and for a couple of years. And I remember where we lived, the school bus would come and make all these different stops to pick up all these American kids. And the last stop was like the Wilson family, right? And then from the Wilson family's house, it was like a 40-45 minute drive to Verona to take us to school. So my dad came to my sister and me at the start of the school year, and he says, let me tell you what's going to happen to you if I hear of you acting up on the school bus. He says, we're going to get in my car, and we're going to drive to the Wilson's house, the last stop, you know, before the bus takes off out of town.
Yeah.
He goes, and I will stop the bus there. He goes, I will pull you out in front of every kid on that bus watching through the windows. I will pull your pants down and spank you right in front of every one of those kids.
Oh,
all your friends.
My.
Now, you talk about pressure.
Right.
He never had to spank us for that. He just had to say, I will pull your pants down
the fear of
and
God
spank
in
you in front of all your friends on the bus if I hear of you acting up.
Oh,
and
my
it worked.
God. You were an angel.
Total angel on that bus.
Please, Papa, no.
Is that classic?
That's what you said. That's pretty good. It worked, though. Good
oh
for him.
Oh, my God. Just you as a kid, you get that mental image, like all of my friends watching
they
that.
They will see my
pointing
crack.
Pointing and laughing.
I was in third grade, and I was like, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
I'll be in my room doing my homework now. Thank you. Call me for dinner.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.